Well, of course, we looked in it.
Of course.
It was, we couldn't ask any questions about it. And Aunt Claude's treasures.
So you never ask any?
We didn't dare because we weren't supposed to look in the drawer.
Of course not, right.
And, but she had beads made from chanaberries, and she had her, well, they're wigs now, or the puffs that she wore in her hair, not wigs, but the puffs she wore in her hair in it, and some of her clothing, and tatting and handwork that she had done. But we couldn't, that was a no-no when we had to slip to look in it. And we would put on, the attic had, they weren't dormers, they were kind of partitioned off, and it made an ideal stage.
Oh.
And we hung a rope up there and fixed our curtains. And we could roller skate in the attic. And we had our own roller rink. And Mama had the floor in between us that it did, the noise didn't bother her. And on cold, rainy days, we played in the attic, and we colored and watercolored and had picnics. And Mama was very careful to not let anybody with matches or anything like that to go up there. And we had all of our plays, and we made up our own plays and played up there, and our tea parties and our tea sets were all up there. And we played up there. If we wanted to cut out paper dolls and play dolls that didn't make noise, we could play in the north room on the second floor. And Mama didn't make us pick up everything when we got through with it. Now, if we were completely through playing with it, we cleaned it up. But she would, as long as we were interested, we didn't have to put our things away.
Well, but things that you would play with, in addition to dolls, what would they call them?
Well, we had dolls, and we had that little antique doll bed upstairs, that little iron bed upstairs, and we raised puppies in that bed, and all you had to do was change the ticking in it and paint it, and it would be cleaned up. No telling how many times we painted it and cleaned it. And, some of the worst things we did after we got bigger, we had a picket fence around the house, and we had the... There were three elm trees on the other side of the sidewalk, and the picket fence was on our side of the sidewalk. And we played under the street light, and all the children in the neighborhood would gather in our yard. And we played mush pot bear and hide and seek and things like that out in the yard at night until bedtime. But what we used to do, and it was just awful, and we used to take a black stocking and stuff it and wrap a string around it. And we'd put the string down in the crack of the sidewalk, and when people had come walking by the house, we'd get it just in the shadows of the house and lay down on the ground by the picket fence, and as they'd walk across, we'd pull it across the sidewalk like a snake.
Like a snake.
And we would just scare the people to death, and they would literally wet their pants. They'd be so scared to see that snake crawling across the sidewalk. Well, Mama would let us do that. That wasn't too bad. But Miss Sparks had five boys that lived across the fence from us in the other yard on the other half of the block, and of course, the boys and the girls, we all played together. And she had made a clown dirty clothes bag.